have a sophic tumor, the klal is min a sophic stakatame. And like the Mori ends off, umi mokim shabuot, the same way you're learning it out from the parasha of Saita, it's like this. Ma Saita rishu sayochid, just like by Saita. Where did we find them alone? They were alone in a room together. They had stira, they had yichud together. That's only those two people together. That's called rishu sayochid like. So ma Saita rishu sayochid. When do we say your wife is lost to you because of a doubt? When she was found alone with that man in the rishu sayochid, which means only those two alone. Is af sheretz, the same way we want to learn out halacha from Saita, that any time we have a sophic doubt, if something became tamei or not, so we're saying yes, it becomes tamei, that's only rishu sayochid, only like rishu sayochid, only when the doubt happened in a private place. But when there were three people around there, when the suffix took place, that's called the suffix tumah b'rishus rabim, and that we do not learn out from Saita. If we do not have any special locha from Saita, then the locha is just the opposite. Because min hastam the klal is, if you have a suffix, if something became tummy or not, really what we should say is, uki gavra b'cheskes taira. Up until now, this person was tor. Up until now, this trum is tor. You have a suffix now, if a sheretz touched it or not. So really what we should say is, if you have a doubt that the sheretz touched them or not, min asafik, leave the truma the way it was up until now. Up until now the truma was tahor, so it should still remain tahor. As only new gzeras akasa, by sight do we say not like that. By sight do we say that min asafik should become zasa to you. And we're learning out now who adin by tumor also. That's the word in nitzmah, you learn nitzmah, it comes to teach us another type of a tumor. That not only the tumor of Saita, who would in any other tumor? If you have a suffix, if something touched something else, to make it tummy or not, that's the limit we learn out from Saita, then in a suffix, yes, it becomes tummy. But only where? In a Rishus HaYochid, just like Saita is. But if it's in a Rishus HaRabim, then we don't have a special limit from Saita, then rather we say, leave it, Bechaz Kosa, that it was Torah up until now, most probably it's still Torah. Right, another type of a Joshua is, Uma Saita Dovishyesh Praidasni Shoyal. Saita, the men and the lady, they're adults, they're people, you could talk to them. Like really, really, we could ask them, did they have Znus or not? And they're able to tell us if they did or not. Okay, now that they're denying it. They say they didn't. We don't believe them. But there are people that we could ask them. In such a case, the terrorist says, Sophic is Tommy. Ask Sheretz, the same way by Sheretz, Dovishyesh Praidasni Shoyal. It has to be that a man was around there. That it was possible for a man to answer us or tell us if it did become Tommy or not. Rashi says, in the Tanasim Lav, Av Sofit Tumah, Dovish Yeshboi B'nageya Zer, Das Lishoyl. That means, in Nogim Lav, Hu Oimer En Yodaya, Goin Odom Oy Tyrus, Shoyodom Oslik Ben, Bishar Shanel Rasofik. That was the question if a sheriff touched a man or not. Or if it's Sofik, when the man was working with the Tumah, with the Trumah, did it become Tommy or not? So in a case where there's a man involved there, that really, really he's a person to ask, even though he doesn't know, but he's somebody to ask, then we have this limud, you learn out from Saita, that min asafik b'shus yachid, it becomes tummy. But, from here we learned out, that if the man is there at the time when it's becoming tummy, that the man, a person, is somebody you could ask, then we have this halacha, this gzeres akasav here, that any tumah, suffix, if it became tummy or not, b'rishus ha-yachid is tummy. Is b'rishus ha-yachid sveika tummy? B'rishus ha-rabim sveika tor? Mashenkin, if this suffix, the place where it took place, was b'rishus ha-rabim, there were three people there or more, then the klal is min ha-suffix is tor, because we leave it b'ches kosai. But b'shein b'adas lishoyel, let's say the case is that it's not a das lishoyel. The question is, what's the case in Pesachim you have, where a mouse goes around, we have a suffix, if it touched something or not. Because the man wasn't there at all. Just you find the sheriff's walking around, and we have a suffix, did the sheriff touch it or not? But nobody was there when the sheriff was around there. So then the sheriff itself is called the Dover, Shein Boi Das Lishoyl. Because if you have kids playing around them, or you have kids playing around with the Tumah, you have kids playing around with Shiratzim, and we have a suffix whether the kid took the sheriff's and touch the truma or not, so the kid is called the dover shein boi das lishoyl, then there's no limit from Saita. Then we say, bein v'rishus ha-yochid, bein v'rishus ha-rabim, sveikei tor. Then we say, whether it's v'rishus ha-yochid, whether it's v'rishus ha-rabim, that's the halacha, sveikei tor. So that's this new limit. We have the famous halacha that Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid is Tomei, and we learn it out from Saita. Now the Gemara says back to before what we were saying. For Rabbi Yishmael, Lom Rabbi Kiva, Truma, Rabbi Yishmael, Lom Rabbi Kiva said before the what? That it says three times in Torah the word V'nitmo, Se'echad was Labal, V'yechad Laboyim, V'yechad Latruma. He said that the Lachar is the Saita now, even if she's a Bas Koyin, she's also T'Truma. And Rabbi Shmuel answered back to him and said, you know what? I have a kal v'chaymah to say that this seifer is also to a kohen. So first of all, he wasn't talking about a kuna. Rabbi Kiva wasn't talking about kuna. Rabbi Kiva dashed in the pasuk to say, nitmov and nitmov and nitmov, that she's also t'truma. So why did Rabbi Shmuel come back to say to Rabbi Kiva, I have a kal v'chaymah to say that she's also t'it, she's also to get married to a kohen? Who was talking about it? V'su, Rashi says, "Ufachinu Rabbi Shmuel Amar Kiva, v'yechad etrum nekamad la'iyu amalei mikra loviv v'kuna." Like, what's going on here? He wasn't talking about kuna. V'su, another question is, "L'Rabbi Akiva kuna minolei." Attack is like a true. Like, how does Rabbi Akiva know that a seifer is also now to get married to a kohen, even on the tzad that a husband dies, she only becomes an amona, that a regular amona is muta to a kohen hejit? Here we're saying, since she was a Saita though, she's also to a Kayin. So Rabbi Shmuel said a Kal V'chaymah. Now how does Rabbi Kiva know this? So Rashi says, V'sumi boyalon, Rabbi Kiva d'layari b'kuna min olay, ti yasur l'kuna. In they zev, the husband dies. Well, l'kulamein, Rashi says, d'shaya, you can't tell me now that he'll argue and says that she's muta. Ta'ash l'truma asala l'kuna mi boy. And the Khur of Rabbi Kiva agrees that a Saita is also teach Shuma, for sure she should be asked to get married to a Kayin. So the only question is, how does Rabbi Kiva know it? Well, the Kal V'chaymah have who loyal if he doesn't learn it out from the Kal V'chaymah. So in Kain Hanu Rabbi Shmuel, because if so, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? So we have two kashas now. First of all, Rabbi Shmuel is not talking to the point, and secondly, how does Rabbi Kiva know this, that a seifer is also to get married to a kohen? So Mara says, V'chitayim, maybe you want to tell me, Kuhuna Letzrichi Kro, maybe Rabbi Kiva holds. You don't have to have a pasuk, like Rashi says. To Mamela Asura. I know, I understand it myself. Shurayosa Bakasa Besaita, Sophic Zaina. The Torah makes the Saita like a Sophic Zaina.